The 2025 KMAN Year in Review continues, and we take a look today at some of the notable people in the Manhattan and K-State community that we lost in 2025. A voice near and dear to many Kansas State sports fans went quiet on February 14th. Greg Sharp, the former Wildcat play-by-play announcer for many of the top moments in Bill Snyder's first tenure, died after a year-long battle with pancreatic cancer. He was just 61 years old.
10-5! Oh, baby! Touchdown, Kansas State! You know, it's been said that K-State would never beat Nebraska. It was unthinkable, unimaginable. It's been 29 years that K-State has had to watch the red fans go home with a win. Well, today the color of choice is purple as K-State has beaten Nebraska for the first time in Manhattan since 1959. And it is party time in Manhattan.
That audio courtesy of the K-State Sports Network. Sharp most recently served as the play-by-play voice for Nebraska football and baseball for the last 17 years. He was an Olathe native and Blue Valley High School and K-State graduate. He began his sports broadcasting career as a student at K-State. He later joined WIBW in Topeka in 1986 as an intern, then began working there full-time. He became the eighth voice of the Wildcats from 1996 to 2002. He took over the play-by-play position at Nebraska at the end of the 2007 season, where he served as the voice of the Huskers until his death. Former Manhattan High School principal Jim Rezac died March 25th at the age of 87. Rezac, a longtime educator, worked as a teacher, coach, counselor, and later principal at the junior high and high school levels in both Topeka and Manhattan. He was principal at MHS for 24 years between 1970 and 1994. He's also the namesake of the high school's auditorium. Steve Miller, the former Kansas State Athletics Director, and head coach Bill Snyder, died June 15th at the age of 81 at his home in Portland, Oregon. Miller came to Manhattan in 1981 as the Wildcats track and field coach after having success at then Division II California Polytechnic State University. Pottawatomie County EMS Director Joel Fager died on September 3rd after a reported battle with brain cancer. County officials stated that Fager was a cornerstone in Kansas emergency medical services for many years. A new EMS station in St. Mary's is named after Fager. At a groundbreaking ceremony in August, he was presented with a plaque recognizing his years of service. Fager was hired by Pottawatomie County in 2023 after serving as an assistant EMS director for the city of Wamego. He also served as a county commissioner in Waubunsee County from 2019 to 2023. Pottawatomie County also lost its magistrate judge, Eric Campbell, who died September 18th at the age of 60. Campbell was a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel from Onega. Following a 29-year military career, Campbell was an adjutant at Washburn University and then appointed as judge magistrate of the 2nd Judicial District in 2015. In 2020, the Kansas Supreme Court appointed him to serve on its Language Access Committee. Campbell's death followed a brief illness. Former K-State Athletic Director Max Urich, a 2017 NACDA Hall of Fame and 2018 K-State Athletics Hall of Fame selection, died on November 21st at the age of 85. Urich served as the department's athletics director from 1993 to 2001 in the midst of Bill Snyder's well-documented first tenure as football coach. He was a key player in the development of the Big 12 Conference and its ongoing transition. Under Urich's guidance, the athletics department made tremendous strides toward stabilizing financial balance, and he placed a high priority on gender equity issues at K-State by implementing several plans to enhance and increase women's opportunities at K-State. And perhaps the most notable death this year was Mr. Manhattan, C. Clyde Jones, who died October 31st at the age of 102. Jones was the first dean of the College of Business at Kansas State University, and then was instrumental in the development of the football stadium for the athletics department. He was well known for his charitable work and civic involvement and philanthropy. Jones retired from K-State in 1987, but spent time giving back to the community. He was heavily involved with Shepherd's Crossing.
That's an organization that's really dear to my heart. I've worked with them and for them since 2001. Since 2005, I've been the development officer in charge of fundraising. So it's always a joy to me when somebody makes a contribution in my honor. I'm always happy to accept that and give them a great word of thanks.
Jones made frequent appearances on K-Man. He was loved by many for his charitable nature and charm.
I describe myself as the luckiest man on earth. I've just had such a good life. I've lived a very full life. I've been blessed with reasonably good health.
Again, C. Clyde Jones was 102 years old. And that's going to wrap up our KMAN Year in Review. Thank you so much for listening this week to all of these great stories we brought you in 2025. We look forward to bringing you more great local news in 2026. From all of us here at News Radio KMAN and the Manhattan Mercury, I'm Brandon Peoples. Happy New Year.